77 WABC and Tunnel Towers Foundation present 9/11, 20 years later. Now, here's James Golden, a.k.a. Bo Snerdly.
WABC, Talk Radio 77, of New York City. That's Earth, Wind, and Fire, September, of course. It is September 11th. And with us right now is Mecca Nelson. And welcome, Mecca. How are you today?
I'm great. How are you doing?
I'm well, thank you. Now, I want to tell the audience who you are briefly. Well, some of who you are and what you're doing. Your husband, Army Sergeant Mario Nelson, signed on to the National Guard after the 9/11 attacks. He volunteered to join the recovery efforts down in Ground Zero. He was one of those that volunteered to go down there and help.
Yes.
That's right. Afterwards, he enlisted in the Army as a full-time soldier. You, your family, went to Germany before he was deployed to Iraq back in 2006, 10 months. He was due back in another 2 months. It would have been his year anniversary when Sergeant Nelson was killed by a rocket-propelled grenade. You haven't stopped. The Tunnel to Towers brought you to our attention. The Tunnel to Towers has gotten involved with you and your family, and what a great organization they are. But you've gone on to create something called YOMA. And can you, well, first of all, what are your thoughts here on September the 11th?
One, I feel it's very emotional for me because in my mind, I'm just thinking about how this is where it all began.
Yeah.
And when I think about that, it just makes me think about how his heart was and all those that, you know, was there.
How was his heart? You say that. What kind of heart did your husband have?
He had a big heart. It was amazing. He would give the clothes that he had on his back. He would sacrifice anything for others, family, friends. That is who he was.
He sacrificed his life for others. What you're saying is evidenced by what he did in his life. You have a daughter together, Mia.
Yes, yes. She's in college. She's attending a HBCU, and I'm so proud of her. She's majoring. Her major is criminology, and her minor is psychology. She's a wonderful young lady, and she is his twin.
Oh, that is just so beautiful. That must bring you some comfort.
Yes, it does. It does. It does. And what I think is the blessing in that space is that the guys that he served with in Iraq and the guys that found him and carried him to, you know, when they, you know, realized what had happened to him, you know, we're in contact with them and they've been a great impact in our life as well. So it's like she just got a blessing of 100-something uncles.
Oh.
So. Yeah.
That's pretty amazing.
Yes.
Tower to Tunnels made sure that you and Mia have a new home, that you're out. Yeah. And you want to say a few words about Tunnel to Towers?
Yes. I love T2T because T2T really did a lot for us. It allowed me to do so much more, save money, do things that I wanted to do with my business. Just like you said, I created the Yoma Method. And it just allowed me to flourish so much.
What is the Yoma Method? Please tell us about that.
The Yoma Method is yoga, martial arts, and meditation. It is trauma-informed work. As you can see, it's multidisciplinary. And it allows you, and it's, you know, domestic prevention. You know, there's a lot of people that go through trauma. Mm-hmm. They experience hurt and pain. And because of what I went through, you know, it helped me through my process. Before I bring it out, I had to use it on my daughter and myself. And by me training in martial arts and also taking yoga, I decided to fuse all of it together and create it. It's different. When people hear martial arts, they hear intensity, but there's different forms of martial arts. And I bring that in, and now it's like a release. The movement, the meditations, the mantras, it's a release of the hurt that weighs heavy. Because when you experience any type of trauma, it holds onto your heart and your soul and your spirit and your mind. And the goal is to release it. And I've been using that to help so many others that went through any form of trauma, which is a blessing that I'm able to do that. I believe that God creates a path for us, and it's up to us to follow through with it. And although the path that was created for me, I did not want to accept it. But, you know, the chaplain said to me that came to my door, that told me that Mario was KIA. He said, God created a path for you. You need to follow it. And God is going to bless you. And you're going to write books that's going to change lives. And I now realize what he was saying, because I'm actually a co-author in two books. And I'm actually working on my own book called Humble Haitian Warrior that speaks about
martial arts. It's called, tell us again what it's called. Humbled Haitian Warrior.
Yeah, that's the book I'm working on right now.
Okay.
So, and it'll be coming out in a few weeks. So, it's just a blessing. And Tunnels to Tower really allowed me to expand so much. If I didn't have to worry about moving from apartment to apartment, dealing with landlords that, you know, some of these landlords are not so nice. You know, they have their own mind frame of thinking, and, you know, I just thank God for Tunnels to Towers for what they did for us, because now I can sit in my home. I could call it my home. I could sit outside. I can do my laundry while I'm in the house working, and my daughter can be comfortable, you know.
Right. Tunnels to Towers is just one of the amazing organizations. And, of course, Tunnels to Towers came into being because of 9/11. And you and your family have given so much, and now you're doing so much, Mecca.
Yes.
And so let me just say this in closing. We thank you for spending some time with us on this 9/11. We thank you for the sacrifice that your husband made for his country. You said he had a big heart. He would give anything. He gave everything. And we thank you, and we wish, sincerely wish, your daughter Mia the very best, and hope you'll be in touch in the future and let us know how your family's doing. And we look forward to your book when you do have your book published. You'll come back and join me, okay?
Yes, I will. Thank you so much. I want to say I appreciate you for taking the time out today to speak with me on this beautiful day. I needed this because today is kind of emotional for me.
I understand, honey.
And I thank Tunnels to Towers for all the beautiful work that they do. And I want them to continue doing it and continue putting blessings on them and all the other families, and everywhere I go, I speak about Tunnels to Towers because they changed my life and they allowed me to do so much in my business and to grow as a person. I truly love Tunnels to Towers.
And they truly love you. And let me tell you something, darling, please. Everyone in the sound of your voice and our voice recognizes who you are. And we thank you and we love you and we want you and your family to flourish. And we'll be speaking with you soon, okay?
Thank you so much.
Thank you, my dear. God bless you. We'll talk soon.